We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. There's nothing on consent. And the item on for discussion is the Cedar Hills Wind Facility. Oh, the jurisdictional determination. I remember what it was.
Brian.
Brian passed that around. I have one.
Yeah, I have one too. Randy and I can share.
Here you go.
Do you need it?
I've read it. Okay. I'm fine with it. And just so you're not sitting there in suspense, it's not probably necessarily that suspenseful. It has to do with, it is to MDU, but MDU Cedar Creek Wind Farm, which is slightly less than 20 megawatts. It's an older one built in 2008 or 9 or something like that. They want to do some work on it. They have basically get a siting approval because that was before siting was required. At that level, and this proposal of a jurisdictional determination would find that it does not, the work they want to do does not rise to the level of a full repowering, which is mentioned in the law, and so they could just go ahead and do it as maintenance. Is that an accurate reflection?
That's very accurate. So Cedar Hills is a comprised of 13 1.5 megawatt GE turbines, combined capacity of 19.5. I'd had several discussions with staff from MDU. They recognized that what was going on there does create some questions as far as does this trigger us needing to get a site certificate for this project. So they gave us a description of what is going on there and asked us for jurisdictional determination. In looking at their request and their proposal for what's going on, I don't believe that it does trigger the repower. The repower section specifically talks about, and it does very much identify the activities that are going on there, but there's two key portions of it that the overall height of the structures is not changing, and the capacity of the project does not change either. So it remains at 19.5. The turbines are going to remain 1.5 megawatts, and the blades are being refurbished. So my interpretation of what's going on there does not meet a repower. It does seem like more routine maintenance. So I provided you guys with the letter that I had drafted, and I would be happy to answer any questions if you guys have them.
And this is just consists of one landowner, too, right?
I believe that most of the towers are on one landowner. It doesn't affect a lot of different landowners down there. I don't know if it is just one?
Yep.
Okay. MDU is indicating that it is just one. So
they built them much tighter back then.
Yeah.
So I, as much as I love going to Bowman and would have looked forward to having a reason to have a siting hearing there, I think by law this does not need one.
Yeah. It seems to fit within not triggering the exceptions that would require it to obtain a site certificate. So,
okay.
I support.
Yep, me too.
Okay, I will send them that letter then. Thank you.
We might come back to discussion to talk about our staff picnic, but just in case we run out of time, because sometimes scheduling, you'll laugh, not having been here through one before, gets to be the hardest part. So why don't we jump to scheduling in case someone has to leave. So the first thing up is a work session on the Cirilon siting case. Are there any proposed dates?
I have no particular proposed dates. It's really as quickly or gradually as you all would prefer. But we do have all of the supplemental filings in and responses to a letter that we had sent off to DOT. So,
are one of you guys gone next week, Monday?
Monday the 19th?
I'm open the 19th.
I'm open. Maybe.
I have a 10 o'clock meeting and 11 o'clock, but I could do 9 or in the afternoon.
How about the afternoon?
Afternoon would work better for me.
1:30?
Sounds wonderful. 1:30 p.m. on August 19th.
See, I think scheduling is quite easy. I don't know where they come from.
I think that's the first time we've ever agreed on one on the first date that was proposed.
We'll let Julie take the lead on dates, and then we're...
Okay, then the... Oh my gosh, this next one is going to be ugly. Did you want to get a...
I think we should just cut to the chase and do it in December. I've talked to Victor already, and I know the options, and that's the best one.
So when in December? The first week in December, I'm out.
Correct. So in December, the farthest out we've gone with potential dates is December 16th to the 20th. They look to be largely, I won't say across the board, but largely availability between all of you when we were trying to review the calendar.
Well, we have a event that I think can, we have a commission meeting on the 18th.
Correct. We can pause hearings for commission meetings, okay. Or reschedule to another day if we would prefer to do it that way.
Yep. Hopefully, December 16th. That week looks okay for me.
I will just point out that that's kind of traditionally been the week when we've done some kind of a employee thing around Christmas.
Yes.
So if we do that, it means...
We go the week of Christmas.
It'll probably be...
Or before. I'm out the first two weeks
you're out?
Since we're now talking about that far out, if you would prefer, I can kind of go back and maybe just look at January. I hate to keep pushing these things out.
January is the legislature.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I'm not saying the first 2 weeks. I'm just saying there's capacity. We have that org meeting, organizational. If that week we could maybe get our staff thing in there that week.
Well, the 9th through the 13th doesn't work?
It does not. That was not one of the available weeks from the parties. I don't know specifically what the conflicts were, but...
I'm not available December 6th through the 13th.
So what about the first, like the second, third, fourth?
We have that is org meeting.
Oh.
We have organizational meeting the 3rd and 4th, I believe.
The session, organizational session.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's just block out the 6th.
That week of the 16th?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. So we'll reserve the whole week, and if we need to make adjustments, you know.
Couldn't we consider doing our staff stuff the 5th or the 5th?
Well, we'll get that figured out along the way. So December 16th through the 20th will be the otter tail.
Yes, and we'll make adjustments as we get closer to if we need to adjust schedules or kind of depending on whether or not there's a settlement to consider or if it's going to be full litigated.
Sounds good.
Okay, and then I believe we probably wanted to schedule one, or did we need a little delay time to schedule one on the tranche one?
No, I think we should do that.
Should we do that next week too? Should we just, on that, since we've got, it seemed like Monday was pretty good, should we do it on Monday afternoon at like 3 or 2:30?
I kind of like that idea.
Yep.
Well, how, Can we schedule this? Well, we could schedule it at 2:30, and then if we're not done with Cirilon, then it'll just have to wait.
Yeah.
Correct.
Right. So yeah, I'm fine with that. Because either one of these, I could see. There's a lot to talk about with these two cases. So.
Yeah.
So that's the 15th?
19th.
Monday the 19th.
Gotcha.
August. Not in December, no.
Oh, I was in November. I'm like, no.
I will just say that's among the smoothest that scheduling has ever been. So nicely done.
We're so easygoing.
You know, the tradition will have to be to start with the commissioner. Julie, she throws out dates and boom.
Anything else for scheduling? Okay, then let's go back to discussion. And if we can talk about our staff gathering. I don't remember what day, Wednesday or Thursday or something after Labor Day, isn't it? Or,
let's see.
Sorry, Steve, I assume you know when it is.
Yes.
Wednesday, September 4th.
Okay, let's just look in.
And this is something that the commissioners, maybe executive director, have traditionally put on for the employees. And I asked Steve to work on getting some ideas together and whoever else as far as like a menu and stuff that was reasonable. And he ran some ideas by me that I thought sounded pretty good. So why don't you explain them, Steve, because I didn't make any notes.
One of the ideas that we had originally thought about was like a taco bar and having catering. Well, when we started looking at costs for catering, that got very high very fast. But we went back and looked at it, and we can do things like buy the taco meat from Cloverdale in bulk. And if we kind of did a shopping list through Sam's Club to see what if we buy in bulk, the different things that go into it, the mixings. I think we can do it fairly reasonably. Mm-hmm. I think the meat's approximately 110. We figured 120 to 150 for everything else that goes with it.
Well, that's cheap.
So I figure if we allocate, say, $300 to doing it, I think we'd be in the ballpark of what it would cost to do it that way. And if we do it that way, where we can buy it in bulk, it's pretty easy for us to set up.
Yeah.
And I want to emphasize, I know in the past a lot of time we've done more of the work, like barbecuing or preparing side dishes or desserts ourselves, which can be fun, but we have a rate case that day. There's just not much time for us to do things ourselves this time. And so I think this sounds like a kind of easier time-wise alternative.
I think it's good. I think that's great. And we can just pull the... I mean, we can still do the stuff that weekend before and, you know, we don't have to saddle everybody on the staff to do it. We can still do it. Steve just did all the legwork with them.
I'm willing to go shopping.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I mean, I'd even be willing to make some of the chicken. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Mike can grill it for us. The chicken, Chipotle chicken. We could do half chicken, half beef or something.
Well, we had the estimate I had was for both taco chicken.
Yeah, but I don't like the chicken from Cloverdale.
She's got her own recipe.
Let's do chicken. I just did this in the middle of the primary as a grad party. And so with the help of some very good people, it can be done.
I am
and we probably
cutters. I'm offering two cutters.
we actually probably serve more people than that. This, so it'll work. I think that'll be fun. But we should just, we don't need to do it now, but we should just divide up the, like, just get a list of, like, here's what we need, who's doing what, you know, like, divide it up.
Well, I will tell you that weekend is kind of booked up. I'm not going to be able to do much.
Well, you don't have to, you shouldn't have to. If Sherry does the shopping, maybe you can pick up the drinks or something, and it could be good.
I will just do the shopping. So relax. So. I'll do the shopping. Got it covered.
Okay, so.
Sounds good.
With that, anything else for discussion or scheduling? Okay, with that, thanks everyone. We are adjourned.
Awesome. Thank you.